RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, Headline News and News in Brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo to kick off development projects in year-end Papua trip. Angkasa Pura I State Railway Operator team up for airport railway project. Indonesia's e-commerce industry to double its earnings next year. Now the news in detail. President of Indonesia Joko Widodo is scheduled to inaugurate a number of development projects in Papua during his year-end visit to Indonesia's easternmost region. The president will be in Papua and West Papua from December 29th to 31st after attending the national Christmas celebration in Kupang, East Nusa Tenggara on December 28th. In Wamena, the seat of Papua's Jayawijaya district, the president will inaugurate a new office building for the local government. Under construction since 2013 at a total cost of 150 billion rupiah or $11 million, according to District Secretary Johannes Walilo, escorted by Antara. President Joko Widodo will also kick off a project to expand Wamena's airport, which will allow it to accommodate larger aircraft like the Boeing 737. The project is being funded by the central government. In Merauke, Indonesia's easternmost city on the border with Papua New Guinea, Joko is scheduled to attend the inauguration of a 10,000-hectare plantation. At least 4,300 earthquakes measuring more than 3 in Richter scale happened in Indonesia in 2015, according to a report. As many as 360 earthquakes among them were felt, and 7 of them were destructive. A seismologist from the Bandung Institute of Technology, Irwan Meliano, said that on average in Indonesia earthquakes happened every day. Irwan also said that the data was taken from the Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency, or BMKG. Irwan said on Sunday, ironically, almost all destructive earthquakes happen in areas not included in the earthquake map. State Airport Operator Angkasa Pura I is joining hands with State Railway Operator KAI to establish a joint subsidiary that will build and manage railway systems in 4 of its airports, according to Angkasa Pura I executive. Angkasa Pura I signed an agreement with KAI last week for railway networks at 4 of Angkasa Pura I's airport, the Juanda Airport in Surabaya, Sultan Hasanuddin Airport in Makassar, South Sulawesi, the Adi Sumarno Airport in Solo, Central Java, and Yogyakarta's upcoming airport in Kulon Progo. Regulation stipulates that Angkasa Pura I has to create a joint subsidiary. The investment will be shared with KAI, Angkasa Pura I Corporate Secretary Farid Indra Nugraha said in Jakarta on Monday, December 28th. The airport operator is currently conducting a feasibility study with its new partner. The project is targeted to be completed next year. He noted that the companies are also slated to receive help from the state budget to build the stations and the railway tracks. Indonesia's e-commerce industry is projected to rake in 20 trillion rupiah or $1.46 million next year, double this year's estimate of 8 trillion to 10 trillion rupiah as internet and smartphone penetration in Southeast Asia's largest economy continue to rise, according to an industry group, Daniel Tumiwa, chief of the Indonesian E-Commerce Association of IDEA, noted that the country's ever-expanding pool of middle-class consumers has provided a significant boost to its e-commerce sector, estimating that the number of online shoppers could reach 10 million next year. The continued rise of smartphone usages across the country will also bolster growth. The e-commerce industry is already becoming one of the pillars of Indonesia's economy. Indonesia is forecast to see some 34 million smartphones shipped into the country by the end of this year, up 21% from an initial 2015 forecast of 28 million units, according to information technology research firm International Data Corporation. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The North Jakarta Police, in coordination with the military and other government agencies, are heightened security around the Ancol Dreamland theme park ahead of New Year's Eve celebrations, which usually attract large numbers of revelers. The North Jakarta Police's Traffic Unit Chief, Adjun Senior Commissioner Sudarmanto, said that as many as 1,415 officers, along with a joint force of 2,000 officials from various government institutions, including the North Jakarta Military Command, the Public Order Agency or Satpol PP of North Jakarta, North Jakarta's Transportation Agency, the Fire Department, and Ancol's own security officers and volunteering scouts will be deployed to secure 40 spots in Ancol. Sudarmanto also said officers will also keep an eye on the people driving around the area and make sure they don't park their vehicles where that is not allowed. Separately, Rika Lestari, a spokeswoman for Jaya Ancol Development, which runs the park, said that 40,000 parking places had been prepared. The number of tourists, both international tourists and domestic tourists visiting Wakatobi in Southeast Sulawesi in 2015, reached around 17,000 people. In 2015, the number of tourists visiting Wakatobi was more or less 17,000 tourists, said Wakatobi Region Hugua in Kendari, Southeast Sulawesi on Sunday. According to him, the rise in the number of tourist arrival in Wakatobi, which was declared as one of the 10 primary tourism destinations in Indonesia, happened after Matahora Airport in Wangi-Wangi Island, the capital of Wakatobi Regency, was built. Hugua added that in 2009, before the airport was built, the number of tourists visiting Wakatobi was only around 3,000 tourists per year. He also said the number of tourists to Wakatobi continued to rise, and it is estimated that in 2016, the number of tourist arrival to Wakatobi can reach 25,000 to 30,000 people. The last item. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla stated that the implementation of Asian Games 2018 should be successful and helps improve the achievement of Indonesian athletes. Although its implementation is successful, but the achievements do not match expectation, it will certainly disappoint the public. So both of these must be parallel, the Indonesian Vice President said when launching the logo and mascot of Asian Games 2018 in Jakarta on Sunday. According to Yusuf Kalla, preparation to step up the athletes' performance should be done seriously through regular training and competitions. Those Asian Games as the greatest sporting event in Asia could grow athletes to become a legend, Yusuf Kalla pointed out. He further said the implementation of Asian Games without achievement would be tasteless. In addition, the community participation is also needed because the Asian Games is not only publicized by the government, but the entire community as well. He also expressed hope that the implementation of Asian Games in Jakarta, Palembang, West Java, and Banten on August 18th to September 2nd, 2018 will be successful. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo to kick off development projects in year-end Papua trip. Angkasa Pura I State Railway Operator team up for airport railway project. Indonesia's e-commerce industry to double its earnings next year. Now the news in detail.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary, and today's commentary is on wary of strangers preventing terrorism. Last week, the Anti-Terror Special Detachment 88 or Densus 88 of the Indonesian National Police arrested some suspected terrorists in Bekasi, West Java. One of them is a foreign national of Uyghur, citizen of the People's Republic of China. Earlier, a team of Special Detachment 88 have arrested 9 terrorists for 2 consecutive days, namely on the 18th and 19th December 2015. The 9 perpetrators were arrested in West, Central, and East Java. Detachment 88's success, of course, is appreciated by many parties. Ahead of religious holidays such as Christmas and New Year, measures against terrorism need to be improved. In particular, in Jakarta, as many as 8,600 police personnel were stationed at some points of mass concentration. At Christmas, the situation was indeed safely maintained, but an increased vigilance needs to be exercised for the celebration of the New Year 2016. Precautions against terrorism must be improved because their main targets are specific places such as police stations and places of worship and groups, those who are considered at odds with their belief. Moreover, recruitment of members of terrorist groups can now be done through social media like Facebook and Twitter. Such recruitment is considered easier than through face-to-face meetings. The involvement of foreign nationals in the terrorist acts should also be wary of. Security of the entrance to Indonesia must be tightened. Especially now, Indonesia has imposed a visa-free policy to 174 countries. Prevention efforts are not only to be done by anti-terror officers, but also by relevant authorities. Surveillance at airports and ports should be improved. Other possibilities, such as the return of Indonesian workers overseas, also needs a special attention. Many of suspected members of the terrorist group live and mingle with the local community. As a result, their presence is often not suspected. The friendliness of the Indonesian people who easily accept the presence of strangers could backfire. Indonesian people should be more cautious to the presence of strangers around them and any movements and action in the environment. They should not hesitate to report to the police if there are things that are suspicious. Participation of the public to prevent the enter of terrorists will greatly assist the security forces in combating terrorism, which in turn will lead to a peaceful life without terrorism. That was commentary on wary of strangers preventing terrorism. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, welcome back to Today in History. We begin today's edition with an event on December 28, 1949.
One day after the acknowledgement of Indonesia's sovereignty, Sukarno moved from Yogyakarta Palace to the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta as the President of the United States of Indonesia. Yogyakarta Palace, known as Gedung Agung or the Grab Building, is located in the southern end of Jalan Ahmad Yani, which was known as Malioboro, the heart of Yogyakarta Special Region. The palace is located in Ngupasan Sub-District, Gondomanan District, Yogyakarta City. On January 6, 1946, the city of Gudeg, or Yogyakarta, became the new capital of Indonesia, and its palace became a presidential palace. The residence of the President Sukarno and his family, where first President Muhammad Hatta lived in a building that is now inhabited by Korem 072 or Military Resort Command 72 Pamungkas. Since then, Yogyakarta Presidential Palace witnessed many important events. Among many was the inauguration of General Sudirman as the TNI Grand Commander on June 3, 1947, and as the leader of Indonesian Army on July 3, 1947. Then, on December 19, 1947, Yogyakarta was attacked by the Dutch under General Spoor. The President, Vice President, and other leaders of Indonesia were exiled to outside Java and came back into Yogyakarta Palace on July 6, 1949. Since December 28, 1949, with the President moving into Jakarta. Since then, Yogyakarta Palace has not been the residence of presidents any longer. Well, listener, we end today in history with an event on December 28, 2014. Indonesian Air Asia flight QZ8501 fell in Java Sea with 162 died. Indonesian Air Asia QZ8501 was an A320 Airbus losing contact around Java Sea and Kalimantan Strait while flying from Surabaya, Indonesia to Singapore on December 28, 2014, with 155 passengers and 7 crews died. On December 30, 2014, the wreckage of the plane was found floating in the Java Sea. The government of West Kota Waringin Regency in Pangkalan Bun, Central Kalimantan, built a memorial for the Air Asia flight QZ8501. Which also functions as a monument for flight safety. Deputy Governor of Central Kalimantan, Ahmad Dinan, stated the monument will be a symbol of gratitude and appreciation towards the National Search and Rescue Agency, or Basarnas. The cornerstone ceremony of the memorial was held on April 15, 2015 and was attended by the local and national officials, including the representatives of Australia and Singapore. West Kota Waringin Regent Ujang Iskandar said, "With this monument, we expect the family and government will put flowers every December 28th. Well, listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus. Daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, Jakarta with Focus. In today's edition, it's on Indonesia's international activities in 2015. Stay tuned in www.voi.co.id. Indonesia's international activities are very diverse, one of which was revealed by the Secretary General of the United Nations, Ban Ki-moon, to President Joko Widodo when the two met in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia on November 22, 2015. The UN Secretary General in particular gave appreciation to Indonesia for the role and care in handling of refugees, including providing temporary shelters for them. Ban Ki-moon also appreciates the steps taken by the Indonesian government in combating extremism and terrorism that combine security and legal approach to the cultural and religious approach. In addition, another appreciation is also conveyed by Greek Foreign Minister towards the role of Indonesia in assisting the search for solutions to the international disputes and conflicts. As the largest Muslim country in the world, Indonesia can play a central role in helping to resolve the problems facing the world today. There are many other related appreciation of Indonesia's role in helping to solve the problems or conflict in the international world, such as the Palestinian problem. Indonesia is very loudly encouraging the recognition of the independence of the country, either during a meeting at the United Nations as well as in international events such as Memorial Asian African Conference in Bandung. Not to mention Indonesia's participation in the UN peacekeeping force. Over the years, Indonesia has always sent its troops and the number continued to grow. In the world of education, Indonesia was able to win a variety of world-class technology competition. In the military field, the international recognition of the achievement of Indonesian Special Forces, or Kopassus, which is one of the world's best elite military force. UN Undersecretary General for Field Support Atul Khairy appreciates the Indonesian government's support for UN peace missions, which increased tenfold by the year 2015. In addition to recording the level of contribution of Indonesia to the UN peacekeeping mission, Atul Khairy also said that Indonesia has promised to send aid in the form of 3 Mi-17 military helicopters for the UN peacekeeping mission in Mali called MINUSMA. While global politics and economics analyst of the University of Indonesia, Baginda Pakpahan, revealed to RRI World Service in Jakarta 4 things gained by Indonesia in the international world in 2015. They are, according to Baginda, referred to the foreign policy filed at the beginning of 2015. Those 4 things include territory sovereignty of the Republic of Indonesia, the protection of Indonesian workers abroad and Indonesian legal entities in foreign affairs, the economic diplomacy, and the role of Indonesia in international forums. Baginda is of the opinion that the 4 things need to be improved further. Meanwhile, the spokesman of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Amarnata Kristiawan Nasir, when giving information to RRI World Service on Saturday, said that during 2015, the Indonesian government was active in various regional and international meetings such as the ASEAN Summit, APEC, and the G20 Summit. During the past year, we can report that the President has conducted more than 60 bilateral meetings and 140 meetings with other countries. Since a month after taking office, the President has been actively participating in various regional and multilateral meetings, such as the APEC Summit, ASEAN and G2 meetings, and the measures undertaken by us are to confront the international challenges that exist. In April, we hosted the Asian African Conference. During the meeting, we tried to revive the spirit of South-South cooperation, which has been declining, and there we managed. What has been done by the Indonesian government is in accordance with Indonesia's free and active foreign policy. Appreciation and recognition received so far certainly is not the main goal. Even more important is how the Indonesian people continue to strive to do their best to prove that the Indonesian nation is a great nation and respected in the eyes of the international community, because Indonesia has a strategic role in the economic, political, environmental, and security fields. Well, that was Focus of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. President of Indonesia Joko Widodo is scheduled to inaugurate a number of development projects in Papua during his year-end visit to Indonesia's easternmost region. At least 4,300 earthquakes, measuring more than 3 in Richter scale, happened in Indonesia in 2015, according to a report. As many as 360 earthquakes among them were felt, and 7 of them were destructive. State airport operator Angkasa Pura I is joining hands with state railway operator to establish a joint subsidiary that will build and manage railway systems in 4 of its airports, according to an Angkasa Pura I executive. Indonesia's e-commerce industry is projected to rake in 20 trillion rupiah, or $1.46 million next year, double this year's estimate of 8 trillion to 10 trillion rupiah, as internet and smartphone penetration in Southeast Asia's largest economy continued to rise, according to an industry group, Daniel Tumiwa, chief of the Indonesian E-commerce Association, noted that the country's ever-expanding pool of middle-class consumers has provided a significant boost to its e-commerce sector, estimating that the number of online shoppers could reach 10 million next year. The North Jakarta Police, in coordination with the military and other government agencies, are heightened security around the Ancol Dreamland theme park ahead of New Year's Eve celebrations, which usually attract large numbers of travelers. The number of tourists, both international tourists and domestic tourists, visiting Wakatobi in southeast Sulawesi in 2015 reached around 17,000 people. In 2015, the number of tourists visiting Wakatobi was more or less 17,000 tourists, said Wakatobi Region Hugua in Kendari, southeast Sulawesi, on Sunday. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla stated that the implementation of Asian Games 2018 should be successful and helps improve the achievement of Indonesian athletes. That was news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello there, it's a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, I'll invite you to come to Curug Cipendok in Mount Slamet. Stay tuned. Mount Slamet is the highest mountain in Central Java province and is also the second highest on Java Island after Mount Semeru. The mountain is located among three regencies, namely Brebes, Banyumas, Purbalingga, Tegal, and Pemalang. This mountain is quite popular as climbing target even though it is quite difficult to access. Besides climbing, you can also enjoy tourism object around Mount Slamet. For example, on the slope of the mountain, which is in Banyumas Regency, there is an interesting tourism object named Cipendok Waterfall. This waterfall is beautiful and is very natural because it is still at the forest belonging to Perhutani, the National Forest Company. Cipendok Waterfall is located at Karang Tengah Village, Silongok Sub-District, Banyumas Regency, Central Java. It is located 15 kilometers from Purwokerto, the capital city of Banyumas. To reach this waterfall is not difficult because the road has been paved, but you have to be careful because the road is winding. During the trip, you will enjoy beautiful trees, people's plantation, and also small rivers. Arriving at the gateway of the waterfall, you have to buy a ticket. From the parking lot, you must walk around 500 meters to Cipendok Waterfall, and it takes around 15 until 20 minutes. Through up and down the road, you will be welcomed with the noises of typical insects of tropical forests. Arriving at the Chippendock Waterfall, you will be amazed to see 92-meter-high waterfall. Its water is clear with beautiful scenery. Surrounding the waterfall, there are some streamings of small waterfall and pools where visitors can play water in it. Surrounding the forest, certainly there are many rare trees. Interestingly, those trees have names so that anyone can learn and know those rare trees. Going to Chippendock Waterfall, you can also enjoy another tourism object, namely Pucung Lake. Its location is not far from Chippendock Waterfall. The lake is also very beautiful and you can set a tent around the lake. Chippendock Waterfall does not only present waterfall as tourism object, but also cottage, jogging tracks and jungle track, outbound area as well as camping ground. This area is also completed with toilet, parking lots, restaurant and playing ground. If you are interested in coming to Chippendock, please don't come in rainy season. You better come to this tourism object in dry season, even though in dry season the water debit will not decrease. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. We'll meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Liburan Akhir Tahun, which in English means year-end vacation. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice slowly, and you can repeat after me. Liburan. Liburan, which means vacation or holiday. Akhir tahun. Akhir tahun, which means year end. Keluarga. Keluarga, which means family. Pergi, pergi, which means to go. Kota, kota, which means city. Jawa Tengah, Jawa Tengah, which means Central Java. Provinsi, provinsi, which means province. Naik mobil, which means by car. Mengunjungi, mengunjungi, which means to visit. Kota lama. Kota lama, which means old city. Bangunan, bangunan, which means building. Peninggalan, peninggalan, which means heritage. Belanda, Belanda, which means the Dutch. Gereja, gereja, which means church. Pabrik, pabrik, which means factory. Rokok, rokok, which means cigarette. Pertama, pertama, which means the first. Melihat, melihat, which means to see. Tempat wisata, tempat wisata, which means tourism site. Masjid, masjid, which means mosque. Menikmati, menikmati, which means to enjoy. Kuliner, kuliner, which means culinary. Berkesan, berkesan, which means memorable. Tahun baru, tahun baru, which means New Year 2016, which means 2016. Now we give you an example of conversation entitled Liburan Akhir Tahun, or in English means year-end vacation. The conversation is between A. Nita and B. Ani in front of the house. A. Nita. Apa rencanamu liburan akhir tahun? Apa rencanamu di liburan akhir tahun? Which means, what is your plan on a year-end vacation? B. Ani. Saya bersama keluarga mau pergi ke kota Semarang di Provinsi Jawa Tengah. Saya bersama keluarga mau pergi ke kota Semarang di Provinsi Jawa Tengah. Which means, I along with my family will go to Semarang, Central Java Province. Kami pergi naik mobil. Kami pergi naik mobil. Which means, we go there by car. Di sana kami ingin mengunjungi kota lama. Di sana kami ingin mengunjungi kota lama, which means in Semarang we will visit the old city dan melihat bangunan peninggalan Belanda. Dan melihat bangunan peninggalan Belanda, which means and seeing the Dutch heritage buildings seperti Gereja Belenduk dan pabrik rokok yang pertama. Seperti Gereja Belenduk dan pabrik rokok yang pertama, which means such as Belenduk Church and the first cigarette factory. Selain itu, kami juga ingin melihat tempat-tempat wisata lainnya. Selain itu, kami juga ingin melihat tempat-tempat wisata lainnya, which means besides, we also want to visit other tourism sites, seperti Masjid Agung Semarang. Seperti Masjid Agung Semarang, which means such as Masjid Agung or Semarang Grand Mosque. Juga menikmati kuliner khas kota Semarang. Juga menikmati kuliner khas kota Semarang, which means and also to enjoy typical culinaries of Semarang City. A. Nita. Wah, liburan yang berkesan. Wah, liburan yang berkesan, which means great, it is a memorable vacation. Selamat berlibur. Selamat berlibur, which means have a nice holiday. Selamat tahun baru 2016. Selamat tahun baru 2016, which means Happy New Year 2016. Happy New Year 2016. B. Ani. Terima kasih, selamat tahun baru. Terima kasih, selamat tahun baru, which means thank you, happy new year. Today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thanks for your attention. See you and sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment introducing you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we'll present you to an Indonesian female keroncong singer, Tuti Mariati, or better known, Tuti Trisedia. Well, listener, let's listen to a song entitled Kicir Kicir by Tuti Trisedia. Happy listening. Listener, the song you've just listened is a song from Betawi or Jakarta. The song is very popular among Indonesian people. Kicir Kicir often delivered as an opening song in national, even international level. The rhythm is unique and the lyrics tell about the place where the song is composed. Kicir Kicir is an old song and has been delivered by many singers including Tuti Trisedia with Kroncong Gentry. When singing Kroncong songs, the talent of the woman who was born in Makassar, South Sulawesi, has been known especially in the Indonesian music industry. Tuti's name is known in the music world since she was the first winner of the Indonesian Radio and Television Singing Contest, or BRTV, in 1986, for Kroncong Gentry. She admitted that she never learned to sing Kroncong and only learned the music by listening to Waljina and Sundari Sukoco. Her career in Kroncong music has brought her to visit many countries along with Indonesian art troupe. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Rayuan Pulau Kelapa by Tuti Trisedia.
Listener, Rayuan Pulau Kelapa is a song that nuanced with strong nationalism. It was created by Indonesian composer Ismail Marzuki. This song describes about the beauty and elegance of Indonesia's nature. Indonesia is an archipelagic country and has many beautiful beaches. In the beach, it is found the coconut trees which waving by the wind. The beauty and wealth of Indonesian nature is a gift from God, must be preserved. Listening this song, when someone staying overseas surely, arise the memories of the country. Well, listener, to conclude our segment of today's music corner, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Tinggi Gunung Seribu Janji and Kroncong Morisco by Tuti Trisedia. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Thank you.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.